My name is Christopher Summer. I work for the American Red Cross, and I run Baphomet OKC, the Dark Lord, and I live in Oklahoma. Oh my gosh. Well, I think the best part about it is that it was actually a real thing that was happening. There was a satanic monument coming to possibly Oklahoma. There groups wanting to have equality on the Capitol, of course, to represent with the Ten Commandments that are already present on the steps of the Capitol. So I thought it might be funny if we kind of gave that a little bit of a comedic touch, because there was a lot of tensions. I mean, you're in Oklahoma of all places, which, you know, has a stigma of being the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. So it's a hot topic here locally, and I thought that it would be a really fun time just to give it a Twitter account and start tweeting from it, and it picked up a lot of traction and a lot of people really enjoyed it. It has been really positively received. That was my goal. It wasn't to create to be a kind of a dark point, but it was to kind of poke fun at some of our comedic legislative issues that we have coming up. But also, I want it to be more than that, just to be more than just a statue, that it's basically social commentary for Oklahoma life. And you'll see Baphomet travels around to local restaurants, and he even has a couple drinks named after him at the local restaurants. So it's been a fun time, and I think people realize that it's not just someone getting on there to bash religion or to bash politics. It's really just poking fun at just about everything. And, you know, I'm glad that people have received it as well as I have. You know, the Derpelhoman is a common term used here, and I was very surprised, and not really surprised, but pleasantly surprised that, you know, I haven't got any negative backlash. I mean, even my own parents, who are very conservative Christians, they think it's pretty funny. So that was my goal. I don't want to be anything that's, you know, overly controversial, but you'll notice he doesn't swear, he doesn't do anything really vulgar, so it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek type of thing. I am a transplant, actually. I grew up in Alaska, so through the courses of going through school, starting in Alaska, moving around with the military, I found my way to Oklahoma, of all places, and completely fell in love with it.
How long have you been here?
About 8 years. I used to live in New Jersey, and I could not get out of there fast enough. I come from a background that's, you know, very friendly. You know, you have the Southern hospitality type of situation. So I knew that the second I came here to go to school at USAO in Chickasha, of all places, you know, small town Oklahoma, the first person who I came in contact with was like, "Hi, how are you doing today? Just walking on the street." It may seem like it's not the type of place that, you know, a liberal might want to come, an artist type might want to come here. It doesn't necessarily give off that vibe, but once you kind of get here, you realize that there is more to Oklahoma. There's more to Oklahoma City specifically. Having lived all over the United States, Oklahoma is very unique. It's a place where you can really come in as a transplant. You can get involved, and you'll be accepted. You'll become an honorary Okie, like I am. And it's a place where you can thrive. You can invest your time in it. You can grow with the city. You can grow with the people. And what's really resounding after working with the Red Cross and living here is that there's a real sense of community, no matter who you are, where you come from. We might have our disagreements, we might have our differences, we have our problems, of course, like any other state, but the people here in Oklahoma are truly what make it great. You see that during blue skies and gray skies. You know, you look back to our tornadoes that we have, our natural disasters. These Oklahomans, the native Oklahomans, the people who live here, are just resilient people. They are not defeated by hardship. They're hardworking, and they are really fantastic. You should definitely give us a shot.
Living in Oklahoma is a radio series produced by me, Trevor Holtner. The music you heard in today's episode was Cool Vibes by Kevin MacLeod. You can find more of his music on incompetech.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/LIO podcast. Thanks to Christopher Summer, Baphomet OKC, and Camp's 1910 Cafe for having delicious tomato basil soup. Thank you, most of all, for listening.